This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That is me, Frederick Penny, your host, and my co-host, Todd Cunin, with our producer, Cal Hunter, at the helm. Missing Denise Dirks. Have a wonderful day off, Denise. You deserve it. Thankful for all that we do here. Denise is thankful, that is, for all that we do here. And I know she misses us quite a bit. If you want to call in, you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. We might be able to take your call, might not. But you don't have to be on the air. You can just tell Cal what you think, especially when we have case or no case coming up. If you want to follow us, just follow us on Instagram, Facebook. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Look, seek counsel. Don't listen to us. We're not giving legal advice. Only listen to us around the dinner table when your in-laws are trying to brag about something. Or, you know, they are always like, hey, they say. That they say in-laws, right? Go ahead and just throw back, hey, on Radio Law Talk, Fred, Todd, Denise, or Cal says as follows. That's what you've got to do. So we're going to talk about Erica Jane's legal woes, Beverly Hills, the Beverly Hills housewife. We're going to talk about Stan Lee. Don't forget, Stan Lee is the guy from Marvel. He was the original founder of Marvel, and
he created all the characters that you see in all the Marvel action movies.
What an absolute mess his estate. I mean, I'm not going to say mess. He actually didn't leave it a mess, but there was a lot. It turns messy, and you know, when there's a lot of money involved, sometimes that happens. And we're going to talk about an absolute just travesty in this country that we really need to bring up, that's, I believe, maybe even the president should discuss, or maybe Congress should, because Congress gets a lot done, right, Todd?
They're so efficient.
They're on top of things, but we're going to have to talk about Skittles, some issues with Skittles, and I think the president and maybe even Congress should get involved. They might even go to the Supreme Court. It could. This one could. And so it is a lawsuit about Skittles.
I would venture to say that the fate of the free world may rest in the balance.
Did they have Skittles on January 6th? That's all I want to know.
You know, and given the timing that we've seen in a lawsuit, could Skittles have prevented COVID?
I think it could have.
I believe it could have.
And well, here's the other thing. Ready for this? The interesting thing about this, you wonder if President Biden has Skittles next to his desk, just like Reagan had
the jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Right? Jelly bellies.
Jelly bellies next to us. So who knows about that? But before we do that, we're going to get into a case or no case. And by the way, the last case or no case we talked about, somehow did we talk about, Cal, didn't you talk something about you and Donna Hunter's retirement plan was?
Was the lottery.
Well,
and Todd was right. It was Illinois, not Iowa.
Well, here's the question. Here's the note that's very important.
Yeah.
Cal, it's not your retirement. You would have had a retirement had it not been from playing all the money for the lottery. So,
no,
Cal, we spent $10,000 this month on the lottery.
Each other one ticket, $2 each. We figured a dream was worth $4, so we took a shot at it.
It's time to play case or no case.
All right, I'm going to take you now to Dunedin, Florida. Dunedin. I don't know if it's Dunedin or Dunedin, but it is in Florida nonetheless. Where 73-year-old James Ficken, F-I-C-K-E-N, had a long lawn. Too long, according to the city. City regulations say 10-inch grass, no taller. Ficken was a non-resident landlord with a history of being a scofflaw, according to the city of Dunedin, or Dunedin, which he's defended his actions, and they are defending their sanctions. The records show that Ficken received 15 15 citations for code infractions starting in 2007. Ficken traveled to South Carolina for 2 weeks in July 2018 to handle his late mother's business. The man who cut his lawn at the time suddenly died. Then Ficken claimed that his lawnmower broke when he got back, and the lawn got longer and longer and longer. In a final warning, Mr. Ficken was told for every day the grass on his house and the lawn is longer than 10 inches, the city will fine you $500 a day. Ficken says, no, you can't do that. City says, yes, we can. $30,000 later, Ficken goes to his attorney to see if he had a case or no case. And is it Fred's turn first?
No, it's
okay, Mr. Kiernan, what say you?
So Ficken goes to his attorney to see if he's got a case?
Because he said the city can't charge me $500 a day. Well, that's against the Constitution, Eighth Amendment, whatever he said.
So I have a question here.
Yeah.
If the city came after Ficken, because, listen, the city imposes this fine. Everybody's got a right to due process. So the question is, the city can't just come in and impose the fine without him saying, all right, I'm entitled to a hearing. You can take $30,000. It's property. Can't be deprived of property without due process of law. So I'm entitled to the hearing to go through all of this.
Yeah.
And if a hearing, ultimately, the city would be the plaintiff if he said, prove it.
He lost, and he said, you know, you cannot do that to me. I'm going to sue you.
So he was going to sue the city.
Correct.
After the city came after him.
And had a judgment in their favor by their little, you know, their little municipal courts that said, you can take his money.
So here's the thing. I'm going to say this is not a case on this technicality. He did have an opportunity to contest the charge, and that was when the city came after him. And look, the city came after him. That was if he went to an attorney after a judgment had been entered, seeking to sue the city on something that he just had an opportunity to litigate, the attorney's going to say, you had your bite at the apple. Why didn't you call me before?
Well, I'm sure that he was represented when he went to the city.
Okay, and so this case here is just, after that judgment, did he file another case because the judgment was rendered against him? If that's the case, I say no case. He's got nothing.
Mr. Penny, what do you say to all
this
of that?
This is an absolute case, and I know it's a scenario you're thinking of, but these happen all the time, especially in Malibu, our new... I know a person, Cal, that a neighbor wrote a letter and said, you've unlawfully discharged some water onto the road.
Our driveway.
No, it wasn't a driveway.
Oh, the road. Oh, no.
Yeah, unlawful discharge. It came out of the pool onto the road.
And you're going to pay. Right? I mean, that
Devil
that
man!
Yeah, we're right there. And you're going to... So what do you think about this, Fred?
I think this is a case, and they're going to lose on one ground.
They,
the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
It's excessive. It's excessive, and there's no way that $500 a day is reasonable, and so I'm going to say a case, and the Homeowners Association loses.
Okay, well, would you like me to tell you? You've got about a minute and a half. I think I'll
tell you. Well, a minute and a half, no, I don't want to know yet. I don't want to know yet.
Because I think I know this one. I think I know this case.
You know the actual case?
I know the actual case because I believe it came to prominence not too long ago because of comments that the judge made in connection with this case to...
Mr. Plaintiff, James Ficken?
To James Ficken. That's why I was trying to clarify. I knew that that happened, but I understand your question to be, after all of that, did he file another suit because he lost in that one? I say, no, he didn't. This is
I think what happened is he had cows to feed, so he had to let the grass grow long.
Could be.
Cut it, then throw it to the cows, and after the cows ate it. By the way, FYI, another anecdotal. This is anecdotal day, just so you know. Anecdotal day. I had someone complain when there was a little bit of a drought that our grass was growing too long in our ranch. We have a ranch. We cut the grass for one reason. We feed the cows.
Yep.
Those cows love it.
Yep.
We keep it nice. It's either you let them, and I got a big pastures. It's not enough. We give them that grass.
Well, what does hay cost a bale right now in California?
Right now,
it's an unbelievable
amount. Yeah.
$1,200
for 36 bales of hay.
Was that a ton? About?
No.
You know?
So the bale, a bale of hay is now like $27.
Crazy money.
26. Nuts. They used to be $13 just a few years ago.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was $5, and we thought we were in the hay.
When we come back, we're going to finish Case or No Case, then we're going to talk about the Beverly Hills Housewives.
This is Radio Law Talk, the answer to Case or No Case, and more coming up. So don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cutters shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, in Florida, the 73-year-old dude is having problems mowing his lawn because he doesn't have cows to feed it to.
Yeah, big problem.
Todd's laughing. I don't know why. It went over my head.
That was not a metaphor. That was in reference to a literal scenario.
So the old cheerleader joke about why do they have artificial turf at certain universities to keep the cheerleaders from grazing?
It was literally.
Where's the kid comment on that
one? No, I know.
It was bad.
I'm just.
That was not right.
Yeah,
that's
just,
okay, tell us, Cal.
All right. So here's the thing. Now, this guy was charged $30,000 in fines because his lawn was too long. And he told the officials at the city he didn't have $30,000 to pay the fines. City said, you've got 15 days, and if you don't pay, we're going to foreclose upon your home and take it away from you. So the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the Dunedin homeowners group and the $30,000 fine, placing him at risk and going into foreclosure. So Ficken's lawyer said, we're not done yet. We might take this to the Supreme Court. He's going to try to get...
So it's not over yet.
The 11th Court ruled in the city's favor, and they're going to try to get the Supreme Court to hear a lawn mowing case.
Don't you think that's a little... Yeah, but that's a little excessive.
I think it's horribly excessive.
I think he should be fined. I agree with that. But $30,000...
But has he filed the appeal yet?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not over. So I don't know how we do points. Well, Todd, zero. You said no case.
Well, I said it was no case because my thought was, did he seek to sue them after the judgment came out against him? Well, no, he didn't seek to sue them. He didn't go to his attorney and say, "What can we sue them because now they want me to owe $30,000? He appealed the case that I said was a case, which was the original one. So I don't know how we apportion
points. Sounds like Princess Bride right
yes.
now.
You know what? Go ahead.
Are you the guy from Greece or what?
Go ahead and give me no points. I'm just gonna.
How
have,
many do I get?
I'm gonna have to. What did you say?
I said it's a case, but that the homeowners lose, but we don't know yet.
It's a case, but it's pending. We don't know. Pending.
So as currently constituted, the homeowners association won.
So I'm going to do 1 point for
you. And now if it goes to the Supreme Court, Fred, you'll get a bonus of 2 points.
Okay. So we're going to hold on to the Supreme Court so I can get an extra point. All right.
Just remember, this is case or no case, not case and appeal or no appeal.
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I could have done a better job there. But anyway, it was too interesting a case to me.
Next hour, Cal. What?
Yeah, next hour we're going to talk about Kendra Fa'ala'ami, whose family moved here from Samoa. Oh. Her father died, left her a house, and she said, how come I just can't just take the house? That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Nice. You know what? That's the reason we live and survive, is case or no case. That is the whole reason.
Well, I'll say it's fun.
Anyway, it's anecdotal day, right? Is it, Cal?
I think it is. That's what you're telling me.
You know what's sad? As I had a lawyer that worked for my firm.
That is anecdotal.
Yeah. His name's Jonathan Schnell. Wonderful guy. Just loved him to death. And he moved back home to Wyoming, a little town called Saratoga, something, Wyoming, and went to call him up because a case came up because of that was kind of funny that popped out, and everything's disconnected. I looked him up, and he died. Yeah, he just died in 2020. I believe it looked like COVID. It sounded like COVID.
And, was he a young man?
He was like late 40s. Very heavy smoker, but that's maybe the reason. But shout out to my old friend, Jonathan Schnell. Wonderful lawyer, smart lawyer, especially when it came to, he did a lot of wonderful things with government entity work. So he was really good at that.
Well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, buddy. All right, back to Erica Jane. Erica Jane is married to Tom Girardi. It's interesting. She hasn't divorced him, she said, yet, because of all the financial things that are going on, but she doesn't want to have to pay him alimony. This was at one time one of the richest lawyers in the United States, especially in California, had hit some big cases, especially the one...
Aaron Brockovich?
Yeah, the Aaron Brockovich.
Sounds familiar?
Yeah, yeah. That was based upon him, and apparently he was not doing the right thing when it came to his trust fund and taking the client's money. And so, by the way, the California State Bar came out with new, tighter rules and regulations because of him.
Yep.
And so it's really interesting how things change. Now, what is tell us what she does, Todd. You're more into this than I am. Who is Erica Jane, and what is it that makes her so popular?
Well, Erica Jane was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I believe she also had... other companies, businesses that... Well, the idea here was she had other businesses that she was trying to get going. The problem is it didn't make any money. And so all the money that she is claiming that she received from Tom Girardi, historically, and all the other legal finaglings that have been gone on, she was claiming, look, that was Tom Girardi investing in my business interests that weren't really paying off. They weren't gifts to me. I wasn't... making money along with him and then using it for my own gratification or whatever. These were business investments of Girardi into my businesses. Well, she just went to Hawaii, and on her way back, got back, was it the baggage claim? And a person comes over and says, hi, I need to serve you with these documents. Just off the plane from Hawaii.
Someone knew she was.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's not hard when she's probably posting on social media where she's going. They know when she's going to be back. So they meet her there. They serve her with documents. She's being sued for $50 million, among them the allegations, racketeering, essentially claiming that the law firm was a criminal enterprise, and she was part of that criminal enterprise by driving business to the firm.
Not only that, but she was getting monies from her husband for her businesses, is what the claim is.
That's
and
right.
Therefore, that's money that is owed to them. She's claiming she has nothing to do with it. We'll be back after this. Maybe touch on this, then move on to a couple more cases.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your favorite local radio station and live on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Yeah, I want to touch on that.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the contact.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The death toll now stands at 25 in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, where rainstorms left at least 8 inches of precipitation in the eastern part of the state over the course of 48 hours. Governor Andy Beshear is warning people that the number of victims could go up as a result of flash flooding.
From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden has made a disaster declaration allowing more than a dozen Kentucky counties to receive federal disaster relief. Flooding is also causing problems in the West. A torrential thunderstorm caused water to cascade from the ceiling at a Las Vegas casino. In Arizona, a driver had to be rescued from a vehicle after they were caught in floodwaters in Apache Junction, east of Mesa. Wall Street closed Friday with its best month since November 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Who told you that?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We're back talking about Erica Jane, but I want to move on and talk about something that's related to Erica Jane also. But she is still, she was mentioning that she's still married to her husband. And by the way, she said she's not going to divorce him because of his financial woes. He's probably going to ask for alimony. They are legally separated and says she's moving on. But she, just so you know, everybody, innocent until proven guilty. We say that on Radio Law Talk. We say that constantly with this modern-day social media and Internet. It's often people are found guilty before even getting their day in court. We can't do that. We can't do that. We've got to remember these are all allegations, pure allegations. And so she says she feels terrible about it, and then that's not her. She had nothing to do with it. That's season 11 reunion of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and that's October 2021. She said, I hope what Tom, the allegations, what her husband has done is not true, and that's what she's hoping.
It's interesting because I guess it raises the question. If somebody is married to a lawyer who's running a law firm, and obviously, if the lawyer brings home money and has a lifestyle with a big car and a big house and everything, and it's a lavish lifestyle, and then it later finds out that the lawyer is unscrupulous, doing things that they shouldn't be doing with the money and all that, is the spouse liable for the lawyer's actions? Where do you draw the line between the actions of somebody and the benefit that those actions has to people that the lawyer supports?
The benefit should not, they're not guilty for receiving the benefit, but I think what they're saying here is she was actively involved in taking that money with knowledge of what he was doing, and instead of, you know, him using it, quote, putting it into her business. This is the allegation, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it in the businesses and kind of laundering the money that way.
I mean, and I think she's a critical thing is a knowing beneficiary. Did she know that money was coming from him out of that client's account? If she didn't, don't you think she's insulated slightly?
And
I think she is.
For my two cents, I would think if I was Tom Girardi, and I'm not, obviously, and my spouse was on TV and was a celebrity, and, you know, on these shows they always have the talking points, and I keep going back to the idea that the best way for three people to keep a secret is if two of them are dead, and I think that for Girardi, if he is giving this money to Erica Jayne, it's in his best interest to not tell her where it came from.
I would think,
because loose lips sink ships. You never know if she's going to say something, so why tell her, okay, I'm investing $50,000 into your business, or $100,000, or $1 million into this business.
Where are you getting the money from?
Oh, don't tell anybody. Well, I took it out of the client trust fund. No, he's going to be, look, I'm rich. I make a lot of money as a lawyer. Don't ask. Here's the cash.
Yeah, so I believe that's more than what happened, to be honest. Who knows what's going to happen? She would have to be involved in the firm, because the firm has attorney-client privilege issues. The firm has a trust fund that you have to be very careful with, you know, like we have accounting department that watches it, and so does the state bar watches this trust fund.
Yeah, so the allegation, the big one that's concerning on both sides of the coin is the government's trying to, or the plaintiff here is trying to put liability on Erica Jayne, because in addition to receiving the money, she was also driving business to the law firm. I mean, by way
so
of
what?
Her, and it's like, well, what spouse wouldn't say, you know, my husband's a pretty darn good lawyer. You should go to him. And if they're in big circles and people see that, but now you're getting liability as a spouse because you're referring business to your husband's law firm. I'm not saying that what Tom Girardi did is right. And believe me, if it's later proven that Erica Jayne was in the thick of it and knew everything that was going on, absolutely. But the concern I have is the slippery slope on filing the lawsuit. And
does that mean the friend that has referred him a few cases is going to be liable for a lawsuit because they helped build his firm by referring him a case? Ridiculous.
I can see the circuitous theory. She refers people to his law firm. He makes money. She benefits from that money coming back. I'm just telling you that's probably what they're thinking.
How many people refer me cases?
Oh,
a lot of people.
Thousands.
Cal, you refer me some cases.
Does that mean,
Cal, you're going to be liable if I do anything wrong?
Here's the thing, Kel. The scenario that you just set up, there is nothing wrong with that. She's married to him. She refers money. She refers people there. It goes to him. He gets a judgment, and then he invests back in her. It would in her businesses. It would only be a problem if she knew that the investment being made was from a trust fund using money that should have gone to the client based upon settlement.
From a case that she referred to him, in my opinion. It'd have to be a pretty direct line, wouldn't it?
Pretty direct, I think. But the point is who knows how she's involved with. Now, there's also privileges, though, that a spouse, was there spousal privileges when it comes to criminal? You know that. You're the criminal lawyer.
Well, yeah, there's the spouse. A spouse can't be forced to testify against the other spouse, absent certain exceptions. I mean, it's a privilege that can be waived. I guess the question here is, who holds the privilege when it comes to spousal privilege? So, if I'm married, and I'm not, if I'm married and my spouse has information the government wants to talk to my spouse about things that I have done, I'm the one that holds the privilege. I can block that from happening. And my spouse has that to keep me from talking to her. They're talking about her. So if Erica Jayne is the one being sued, if they're going to go to Girardi. And I don't think Girardi's going to make any statements, but Jane holds a privilege there.
So. Yeah, not his best interest to make much statement, is it?
You know, it's interesting. It's not as big of news, but there is the Housewives of Salt Lake City that is actually pretty popular. And Jen Shaw is also a well-known, at least in some circles. I know a lot of people that watch this show.
Huh.
And she's in trouble. Now for being, she has a telemarketing company that they're trying to say that is the government, and she's been indicted and arrested, and the allegations, again, allegations are that she's illegally in some way selling people's information without their permission or illegally, which all that stuff I don't understand, but and apparently receiving money or investments from people in order to invest in some businesses. So that just came up, but I remember watching it while I was on vacation, which is rare, and I watched this thing and they interviewed her, and I kind of got caught up in it a little bit.
I'm surprised they didn't get her for being multi-level, being from Salt Lake, but no.
I don't know.
That's
maybe
an old joke I'm saying.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about. In other words, selling some. Okay, right. But what's interesting is this has got everyone involved. This has got, you know, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's office. They've got the, they've got all the federal government involved. But these allegations, alleged crime is that basically, I'm reading exactly, their business opportunities, that they had these business opportunities, had people invest in it, and they're fraudulent schemes is what they're claiming, the government's claiming. So they've arrested her, and I don't know if she's out on bail, but she's saying this is absolutely not true. And this actually is not new. This started in 2012, apparently, the investigation.
Wow.
So, and she said she's humiliated, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Now, where Shaw really got in trouble, there's somebody had mentioned something about multi-level marketing, or from Utah, because a lot of these multi-level marketing companies start out in Utah.
Bring from there, yeah.
There's a very interesting distinction between legal activities and illegal activities when it comes to this, and it refers to this idea of endless chain marketing. And in California, I think it's like, I want to say it's Penal Code Section 356, something like that. That's the endless chain marketing scheme that makes it illegal. And the key distinction, as I understand it, is this. If you're selling a good or a service, you're probably okay. But if what you're selling is a business opportunity, you're selling the business opportunity to invest and then encouraging others to invest in a business opportunity below them, and nobody's actually selling a product, that's where you start to run afoul of the law. And the allegation here, as I'm reading from the Department of Justice website, is that Shaw was selling a business opportunity and was then marketing the list to other people so that they could target the folks that declined the business opportunity to maybe accept it from people that were in the downline. But it was only business opportunities that were being sold. Well, that's where you get into trouble, because nobody's actually selling a good or service at that point. All they're selling is the hope of being able to make money by being in business, but no commerce is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And then going on television and talking about it.
She's pled not guilty, so we'll see what happens when we come back. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Cal Hunter and Todd Cunin.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves,
Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
No fun. How did that happen?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So we're back, and we hate to just keep beating a dead horse, but we're talking about the Shaw case, and the trial date is actually set for July 18th. It's probably still going on. It's supposed to last 5 weeks. We haven't followed up on it, but we'll look into that. But Todd, you had a comment about this one in Salt Lake about the supposed alleged, you know, scheme of, number one, getting people's lists and sending them out, right, and using them.
Yeah, and just
go ahead.
Just to update on the Jennifer Shaw, she actually did enter a plea prior to trial. So she entered a plea prior to trial as the trial date was advancing, and so she has pled guilty.
Oh, did she plead? I thought she pled not guilty.
And has sentencing coming up, but which often happens. I mean, the number of times the I don't know if you notice this, if you see this in personal injury, but oftentimes, I mean, you can negotiate, and a lot of things are negotiated resolutions shy of trial, but sometimes the best way to get a resolution, set a trial date. The closer that date comes, the closer that somebody, it's easy to think, oh yeah, we can win this and we can do that, and this abstract thought about, you know, we don't know what the trial date is, but I could do this, I could do that, and everything would be fine. And then the day comes and you start getting nervous, and the certainty of knowing the outcome, sometimes people take that, the plea deal, or they resolve their personal injury case. But yes. You know, one of the things in this case, and the reason why the government went after Shaw, is because of the age group that a lot of the victims fell in. They were the elderly. And so here you've got a telemarketing scheme targeting people 55, 65 and older. And the thing that you're selling is a business opportunity. And you ask yourself, what 65, 75, what elderly person is like, think, yeah, you know what? I want to start a turnkey business. And taking advantage of those folks, and a lot of them are on fixed incomes, and they can't go back and make that money back elsewhere because they still have 20 years of career left, right? And so because of that, the government really looks at anything that might be targeting the elderly with an especially stringent eye, if you will. And we've been talking about the Stan Lee case all the first hour and saying we're going to get to that. And I think that dovetails nicely into mm-hmm. the Stan Lee case because, again, the lawsuit that was recently the subject of the story had a lot to do with what was claimed to be elder abuse, taking advantage of Stan Lee because of his advanced age.
Well, who is Stan Lee? Tell them who Stan Lee is.
So if you've seen any of the Marvel movies, well, Stan Lee was the guy who thought up all those characters and created it. I mean, Spider-Man, I remember seeing an interview with Stan Lee where he pitched the idea of Spider-Man. We always talk, he says, I went to my producer, or went to the editor of the newspaper that I was drawing for, and I said, you know, we always have these superheroes with all of these, you know, complex problems and things they're dealing with. What if we created one about a kid, just a teenager that had normal teenage problems, but was always out, you know, fighting crime. A little pimply-faced kid, but he was still fighting crime because he has superpowers. And the editor was like, nah, I mean, that's ridiculous. That'll never fly. Well, he made a reference to it in one of the, as a minor character in one of the other publications, and it took off like wildfire. And now the editor's like, hey, I had this great idea. And that's how Spider-Man started. But Stan Lee created all of them. And in fact, if you look at most of the Marvel movies prior to his death, Stan Lee had cameos in all of them. He was in all of the Marvel movies. Well, unfortunately, he died. And then there was, as often happens, fighting over the estate.
One daughter. He only has one daughter. His wife predeceased
him.
So she passed away. The daughter, JC, is still alive, and she's the only heir. And now what's going on here is kind of a little mess. Apparently, he's claiming there was lawsuits prior to him dying. He was in his, I think, 84 when he died, approximately 84. And, you know, that his management stole from him. There's one of his managers, the Oliveras, Mr. Oliveras, by the way. A florist turned publicist? I mean, come on, guy. You got a florist, is now your publicist.
That makes him qualified.
And his senior advisor, and he had power of attorney over Lee after his wife's death. Well, now he's being prosecuted by the government for, according to the complaint, so he goes in and fires this Oliveras, fires Stan Lee's banker of 26 years,
mm-hmm.
fires his lawyer, because don't forget, he has the power of attorney, and transfers about $4.6 million out of Stan Lee's bank account, and then appoints a new lawyer, a friend of his, by the name of Livtac.
Yep.
Now, what's happened is Livtac is now being sued for malpractice by apparently the estate now. That sounds like kind of a conflict of interest there. I don't know. That's what they're trying to claim.
It does. Here's something to keep in mind about elder abuse. Now, when you hear the term abuse, we often think, especially on the heels of the Johnny Depp trial, you think of physical abuse, somebody hitting somebody else. And then it can also get into emotional and verbal abuse. But the elder abuse statutes in the state of California, that would have the jurisdiction here. Elder abuse is a little more broadly defined. It applies to any victim age 65 or over. And it obviously it applies to anything that might be assaultive, but it also applies to financial misdealings or crimes where the victim is 65 or older. That prosecution falls under the umbrella of an elder abuse statute. And here's a common scenario. I mean, not necessarily Stan Lee's scenario, but similar. Somebody needs an in-home health care worker. The hospice worker goes in and helps out. And, you know, about a month or two in, the neighbors don't see the person outside as much anymore, fixing or tending to the flowers. The hospice worker has them inside. I said, well, they fell. There's always an excuse for that person not being out in public. And then you find out that, how did the hospice worker's name get on the bank account?
And on the house title.
On the house title and all of that. Mm-hmm. Those are telltale signs of elder abuse that can happen. Unfortunately, sometimes people get falsely accused of elder abuse. The kindly person from the church that goes and visits all the time, and a family never visits the elderly person. But the person from the church or the community goes and visits, and, you know, the older individual dies, they leave something to that person, and then the family comes out of the woodwork and says, she was being manipulated.
So let me bring something up. I want to make sure it's very important. Mr. Olivares is not being prosecuted. That was the lawsuit between the daughter JC and Olivares. They sued, and they've settled their lawsuit. Again, Olivares was not prosecuted by the DAs, but the Los Angeles District Attorney is pursuing a case against Lee's former business manager, Kia Morgan. So he's charged with theft, embezzlement, and fraud, and false imprisonment. It is so confusing. There are so many things going on with this estate. You can't keep track. So, and look, I noted them on my notes. What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess. I mean, so the answer is, again, Olivares settled his suit with the daughter, JC. He is not being indicted in any way.
But a word to the wise, if you have old parents, elderly parents, you've got to keep involved in their affairs and make sure that you know what's going on and that there aren't people taking advantage of it, it seems
Interesting thing in the state of California, and I hope other jurisdictions as well, financial institutions are mandated reporters. So if the elderly person is brought in and the healthcare worker is saying, oh, by the way, I have this power of attorney, and will you sign over this bank account and the note and everything, financial institution, as a mandated reporter, has an obligation to put on the brakes, call the authorities to have that investigated as possible elder abuse.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of interesting what's going on
tough
there.
Case,
we've got the most important thing, Kat, we have enough time to talk about the absolute, very, very troubling Skittles lawsuit. And you know what? Boy. I want to do a teaser, Cal.
Yes.
Should we tease that?
I think we should, yes. Because the question is, can you get a sunburn once you consume Skittles?
Oh, I can get fat once I consume Skittles. Oh, by the way, the sour Skittles are pretty good.
Oh, they're so delicious.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's all think about Skittles during this hour, and we'll come back hour three, talk about Skittles, do another case or no case. We've got a lot more where that came from, a whole bunch of fun, interesting legal issues and lawsuits.
Last hour of Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here, either on RadioLawTalk.com or on many local radio stations. And if they stop carrying the show after an hour, do just flip over to RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen live there free. We'll be back very shortly, 6 minutes after the hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.